The Russell Price Morning Show is all about you.
It's networking on the radio. Our special guest, we have Luther Lights Out Smith. Luther, you're on the air. Go ahead. Luther, you're on the air? Luther, can you hear me?
This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. On our newsmaker line, we have Luther Lights Out Smith. He'll be coming up in just a minute. We'll be right back with Luther. Luther, can you hear us? This is the Russell Price Morning Show. Waiting for Luther to call in. This is his debut, talking about his bout and everything. BeThereMagazine.com. Luther, are you on the air? Go ahead.
Luther, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Can
we
you
have
hear me?
Lost a little connection there. I can hear you. Go ahead, Luther. That's a pleasure.
Hey, what's
to have
going
you
on? Good morning, y'all. How you doing?
Russell Price Morning Show, and it's all about you. tell us about your start and how you got started in this boxing.
This is the third time, actually, that boxing came into my life. I started earlier and as a teen, and then I got away from it. And I got involved in it once again when I was in the military, and I got away from it again. But this time, I guess in 2013, was when I really started pursuing full time, and I've been with it ever since, man. I started out kickboxing first, but most of my kickboxing fights ended with my hands, so I just decided to transition on over to the Sweet Science and stay that route.
Luther, tell us about boxing and where it's at now and how it got to be where it's at now, because boxing used to be a prime sport. I come from the era of Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier. It was big time. Boxing was a big time sport. Where is it at today, and what happened to the actual, I guess, the camaraderie of sports of boxing? Where it was at one time, where it is today? What caused the change?
In my opinion, I think boxing, the sport of boxing itself, hasn't lost any of the flair. I just think the promotion side of things maybe have taken a little bit more toll on the sport. You look at some of the fighters, a lot of greed comes into play as far as the promoters and stuff like that. But the actual sport of boxing itself, I don't think it has lost any of its flair. Fans still come in to see good fights. The fighters still go in there and give their all. But I think behind the scenes might be a little bit more of what you're talking about as if anything's taken a loss, it's been more. If anything that negatively, I think it's the behind the scenes part of the boxing stuff. Not all promoters and not all showgoers, people that put on the shows are bad. But you know, when you get into that realm of folks being greedy and taking advantage of fighters, that's what I think you might be referring to as the bad part of the sport. But I think boxing itself is still wonderful, man. So that's my opinion on it anyway.
There's nothing like a good heavyweight, middleweight fight. Back in the day, they used to have the PAL Association, these things in Philadelphia where people came and boxed. Do they still have those type of situations in the neighborhood?
I'm not sure. Me being just coming into the sport, I'm actually young in the sport of boxing. Like we discussed, I just started full-time around 2013 is when I started. So I'm still learning a lot of the ins and outs of the sport. But my career is progressing very fast. But as far as those associations, I'm not familiar with what they may have as far as that kind of stuff going right now. But I'm always willing to learn. And, as I get more involved, I'm sure I'll come across those types of things and get involved in them.
How did you get the name Luther Lights Out Smith?
I mean, the name speaks for itself. I got I got four professional fights, and they've all ended in KOs. All of my amateur fights also ended in KOs, even my kickboxing matches. So, you know, when the lights go out, man, when you get knocked out, it's dark. So I've been told. So, you know what I mean? When the lights go out, that's what it is. So that's the name I've been given, and that's the name I'm running with. You know, I know it's not an original, but, you know, anybody who has that name, Lights Out, you got a lot to live up to.
You sure do. You got a lot to look up to, man. Lights Out, boy. You can knock somebody out. that's the ultimate aspect of a fight, to see a knockout. When we come back, I want you to talk about the longest rounds that you have participated in and the shortest rounds. We're on our Newsmaker line with Luther Lights Out Smith. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. We'll be right back.
All right.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We're Lights Out. Luther Lights Out Smith. What's the longest amount of rounds that you participated in, and what's the shortest?
My last fight, which just happened this past Saturday, was the longest professional bout I've had. I went to the second round, and I got him out of there early in the second round, 47 seconds into the second round. But that's the longest professional fight I've had. The shortest, they've all ended in the first round up to this past Saturday. I got him out of there with a nice combo at the end. He was on the ropes. And I put him down with a left hook, and the ref stepped in and stopped it. So that was the longest fight I've had has been two rounds so far. Shortest I've had, you know, first round. All the rest of them were first round knockouts.
Wow, that's commendable, man. So you're just upcoming. You're the upcoming big fighter now. If you can't go past two rounds, I mean, that's commendable. What do you think about the way they do fights now as far as the hurt factor? Is it true that they just watch and make sure nobody gets hurt? They do stop it in time, not like the old days where they kept letting you get pound, pound, pound.
Oh, most definitely. The refs do a great job. They do their job. They take their job seriously. The commissions that I fought on are very serious about it. They go over the rules clearly. This last fight I had, and I mean all my fights actually that I've had, the refs have been super great. I think they do what they're supposed to do. The goal of the sport is to not actually, you know, the goal of the sport on the ref's point, from the ref's point of view, is to make sure nobody gets hurt in a prolonging sense. Of course, the fighters are in there to inflict pain on one another, but the ref is the mediator, and he's to make sure that, all right, you don't go too far with it and nothing unnecessary is done. And I think they do a good job these days of monitoring the hurt factor and stuff like that. So,
where do you see, since you're new at the game and you've observed the game for a short period of time now, where do you see boxing going as far as the sport and as far as getting more people to get involved with sports as far as boxing?
You mean where do I see it as a sport as a whole going in the future? Where is it going?
Yeah. Where do you see boxing going in the future? Like in the next 5 years from now, where will boxing be? In your opinion,
I'm going to be on the top. First and foremost, in the next 5 years from now, I plan on either being right at the top or on my way shortly there to the top. So let's just say that. So hopefully, I'll be the king of the throne coming up here pretty soon in the next 5 to 7 years. But the sport as a whole, I feel like it's going to get more entertaining. It just depends on the athletes that come in. You know, back in the day, the size factor is going to really be a difference, because back in the day, you know, George Foreman was looked at as huge. You know, he was only like 220. You know, nowadays you got heavyweights coming in at 260, 270, you know. So it's going to get more entertaining as far as the size factor goes when it comes to the heavyweight division. I'm only speaking on the heavyweight division because that's the division that I fight in. But boxing as a whole, man, I feel like it's on the right path. It's going to keep me entertaining. It just depends on the athletes that come into the game. The athletes make the sport, so you get some good competition out
so you
there.
You got guys weighing 270 that can move around the ring, that can actually be a boxer, 270, almost 300 pounds.
You never know, man. I know we're talking boxing here, but look at these football players out here that are playing football. You know, you look at those guys on the line, the linemen and stuff. I mean, those guys are 200, 300 pounds. They're running like 4.5 40s, 4.6 40s, stuff like that. So you might see a very athletic big guy come into the sport of boxing in the future. You just never know. So you can never count that out. I mean, it might be unlikely, but I'm pretty sure there's some people out there that could do it.
Excellent. Are they ever going to have heavyweight boxing in D.C.?
No, my last fight was in D.C. It was right here at the Walter E. Convention Center. It was under King's promotion, King's and Keystone promotion. Marshall Kaufman was one of the people to put it together, and Ross Malavinsky. So, yeah, my last bout was here in D.C.,
Oh, excellent. So they do have some boxing in D.C. When we come back, I want you to touch upon your website, how to get in touch with you, how they can support your whole actual I want people to know how they can support what you do. Because what you do is truly, truly, it's commendable. I mean, nobody knows how hard boxing is, but you do. We'll be right back.
All right. Media contacts at the bottom of the contact. You can reach me on Facebook at Luther Lights Out Smith. I have an athlete page. I also have a personal page, which is just my name, Luther Smith. And then I also have Twitter and Instagram. It's at the at sign IFFI Believe. So IFFI and the word Believe all together. So that's my Twitter and my Instagram. You can also reach me at Level Up Gym, levelupboxinggym.com. That's one of my home gyms that I train out of here in Maryland. But those are the ways that you can reach me. But I'm very heavy on social media. I'm always on social media posting stuff, especially about fighting. I'm trying to trying to be positive and uplift folks. So I do a lot of things as far as posting, uplifting messages and try to forward on just to make people smile and give people, a positive way to go about their day. You can also purchase my book on Amazon.com. It's called The Power of Can, Stop Running from Success. Authored it early this year. And it's for sale. It's available for people to pick up and buy. And it's all positive stuff. And you can get to know me a little bit better through that way, too.
Actually, tell us a little bit about the book, about the title. How did you get the book, the title?
The title came about, a lot of people give as I'm always in a gym setting, a lot of people might not know, I do personal training as well. So, you hear a lot of my clients say they can't do something. I don't do can't. To me, can is a bad word. I call it a C word. and we don't do a lot of can't here in the gym. So I made a book, you know, I thought of a book. I titled it The Power of Can, you know, and, you know, Stop Running from Success. So I just want people to, it's just my outlook on the way that folks give can't a lot of power, you know. So you need to focus on the power of can. Drop that T and just worry about the power of can. And, you know, and if you have a positive outlook on things and take that can't word out of your brain and stop using it so much, you know, you'll start seeing that thing. You can do anything, really, you know, put your mind, I know it's cliche, you can do anything that you put your mind to, you can do anything that you really set forth to conquer. You just got to believe that you can do it, you know. So that's why I titled the book that, and that's just my way of looking at it. It's just my thoughts. You might not agree with some of the things I say in there. That's what I, you know, but this is how I believe. That this is how I think. That's what got me this far.
Well, your belief is proof in the pudding, because you're living this whole dream of you can, not you can't. You started,
yes, sir,
boxing only 2 years ago. To get into a,
yes,
sport like boxing 2 years ago, I mean, that's not something you trained for earlier. You were doing kickboxing. Now, give us the difference between kickboxing and boxing. What is that?
Yes, sir. See, so when I started kickboxing, a lot of people think I just jumped into combat sports. Just because I started boxing 3 years ago doesn't mean I wasn't doing combat sports a couple of years prior. So as a kickboxer, I'm very decorated. As an amateur kickboxer, I went over and represented the country in Italy, where I won bronze and silver medal for WKA. That's kickboxing. And there's Glory Rules kickboxing, as well as Muay Thai. Muay Thai is another form of martial arts where you can utilize your elbows, your legs, your knees, and certain throws. So I started training out there. So the big difference in those sports are, of course, the rules. And what I'm concerned about, what I found that the big difference is foot placement. You know, in order to kick and punch and throw knees, your feet have to be set in a certain way. So to me, boxing, I only have to worry about hands. So to me, I don't want to say boxing is easier, but because you still got to put in the same work and hard work in the gym and conditioning and stuff like that. But when you go from having to worry about knees, kicks, elbows, and other stuff to just having to worry about hands, it gives you a whole new outlook on just boxing alone. So all the sports are tough, you know, but this is where I'm happiest at. So I'm in the best shape I've ever been. People don't know. I'm 37 years old, man. So, you know, and I'm in the ring with 20-year-olds and stuff like that, and taking some of them to school. So, and I feel great.
But when a 20-year-old, 21-year-old get in the ring and he knows you're 37, does he get intimidated, or does he think that he has an edge because of his youth?
I'm gonna say probably more of the latter. They think they have the edge because of their youth. But a lot of it's starting so late in the sport like I've done has its gifts and it has its curses. Obviously, the gift of it is I haven't taken a lot of physical punishment like some of these guys have. You know, some of these guys have been fighting and boxing and doing this stuff since they were, you know, in grade school. So they come up through the ages, you know, over that course of time, you take a lot of punishment on your body. You know what I mean? Those are, you know, previous injuries might come up, things like that. But versus me, on the other hand, I was in the military for 13 years, so I've always been in great shape, and I've always been on my P's and Q's when it comes to being healthy and that kind of thing. So I've never broken a bone in my body, things like that. God bless, you know. Thank God I've never had, you know, any serious injuries, stuff like that. So me coming in, it's like I got a brand new body. But a lot of the wisdom and stuff that they know, like the ring smarts that they've been conditioned to do over the years, I don't have that. So I have to learn very fast or, you know, pay for it in the ring. So the gift side of it is my physical attributes. The curse side of it is being around the sport so long where you learn those things. I have to now hurry up and pick these up.
Well, the good thing also is that you are Luther Lights Out Smith. So you don't have to go no long distance where the age factor may get you if you got to go 15 rounds or more. Then that's where it may get you as far as the stamina and the youth have on your side. But you make sure that they don't even get past the second round so far, so they don't even know the power
yeah.
of you because you get them out of the ring before it happens. So they don't have a chance to use their youth stamina on you. You know, that they can't wear you down to the point where you get to be tired or your age may be a factor because you're so good at what you do. When did you realize that you were so powerful that your hands could really knock them out so quick?
That's a tough question, man. You know, like I said, like I mentioned before, you know, I grew up fighting a lot, you know, through high school and stuff like that. I've hurt people before. In that realm, in fights and stuff like that, and even some of my early military career, you know, when you're young, you get into fights and stuff like that. So I knew I was strong, and I knew I was able to do things, you know, possibly knock someone out. Then I've done that, you know, before I started getting the technical training. So I knew it was there. I just didn't know that it could be done in this capacity. Once you hone in some skills in that, man, you can become a dangerous person. So, basically, I was knocking people out in street fights, you know, with my younger time. So now, now I'm doing it legally, and so I didn't really think about if I had the power to do it. I don't know, man. I enjoy what I'm doing right now, and I'm being blessed to have that power, I guess. And there it is. They say punchers aren't made; they're born. So. I guess I'm born a puncher, you know what I mean?
Punches are made, they born. We're going to
yeah,
take our last break and we come back with some closing statements from Luther Lights Out Smith. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. We make sure you get it done. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking radio. Our special guest this morning is Luther Lights Out Smith. He does it no way better than anybody else. He can do it like nobody can. He's an upcoming heavyweight championship fighter of the world. You see him now. If you missed the greats of yesterday, the Muhammad Ali, the Joe Frazier, George Foreman's and the people in the Philly Manila, you can see now his new era of boxing. He's taken to another level because he came from kickboxing to boxing. He had another career in kickboxing, so he can do it all. Give us your closing statement, Luther.
Like I said, man, for the folks out there, I'm very blessed to have the support I've been having in the DMV area. I thank you guys for giving me this opportunity to be on your show, to do this interview. Special shout out to all of my coaches, Coach Jason Farrell of Level Up Boxing and Fitness, Coach Troy Fox, Hands With Plans, Coach D'Angelo Kennard of ASP. He's my strength and conditioning coach. I just finished up a session right before I got on the phone with you. That's why I was like a minute late. I was trying to get myself together to give you a call. And thank God. Of course, I got to thank God for waking me up and blessing me with this talent every morning. And my family, my friends. And I'm just happy to be doing what I'm doing, man. I gave up my job, my corporate job in corporate America to do this, and it's been working out for me now, man. I love it. I'm chasing my happiness, and that's what it is. I think I caught my happiness. I can't say I'm chasing it. I caught my happiness, and I'm living it, man. It's hard at times, but everything is hard. But I can do it. So pick that book up, y'all. Yeah, everybody stay motivated, man. If there's something out there that you want to do, go out there and do it. You get one line, no dress rehearsal. So
excellent.
That's it, man.
Excellent. And he's also going to
colored audience, the listening audience right now. The phone lit up. Everybody wants to listen. Nobody wants to sing at this time. But I want to get the word out to everybody that he's also part of the Black Card One family. And he'll be coming to all the events, the Black Card events.
Yeah.
Our next event will be the second or third Tuesday in March at Saddle Vance on Georgia Avenue. We're hoping that he can stop by. You can meet him personally, buy his book. Make sure that you get everything that you need for him from him, because he's an inspiration to all. This has been the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. We're here every single morning from 10 to 10:30, and we talk about things that make things happen. So we'll be right. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Thank you.
Thank you.